So if you guys want to come and listen to this interview, let's move into the other room.
Jackie Abarella is creator of Radio Arts. She's the owner of Abarella Media, a multimedia production and consulting firm in Buffalo.
So this is open to any student in the Buffalo Public Schools from any school grades 5 through 12, and it's free.
Realizing there was no other type of program like this in the city schools, Abarella joined forces with the district's art education department, led by Michelle Augusto, who serves as supervisor of curriculum in art education.
I came up with an idea for children who enjoyed the arts, but maybe felt they weren't talented enough or just weren't confident in their skills, but they wanted to talk and share things that they loved about the arts. And so we came up with this idea of Radio Arts, where we call it the little NPR of, you know, the art world in our district.
It's offered throughout the school year and at a summer camp program. It's funded by the New York State Council of the Arts. Abarella says they wanted to keep this program art-focused, to allow students exposure to all the culture in our community.
The students who are involved, they interview artists, but then they also interview people in their own homes and in their own communities to talk about issues of art. So they might talk to their grandma and say, you know, grandma, there's this statue down the road from us. Do you know anything about that? Or what kind of art do you like? Or what kind of music do you like?
Through the program, students are able to learn new computer technology skills, conducting work in a learning lab at Performing Arts on Apple computers. They use a digital recording program called GarageBand. They're required to conduct research to learn about who they will be interviewing. They write, edit, and mix sound.
I'm going to use this, like, during my interviews. In some parts, like, when I say and stuff like that, I'm going to put this instead of because no one wants to hear that.
You're
going to
edit it out.
Yes.
The students are learning how to be DJs. Jacob Workman will be a sixth grader at City Honors this fall. He says he wants to learn how to anchor on the radio.
I like to meet new people, and I like to inform people about things, and I just think all of that is very cool.
One of the older students in the program, high schooler Armani Works, attends Performing Arts to learn about music. But this summer, Radio Arts is bringing him a new skill, learning to research for interviews.
You want to know that person. You know that you want to ask them the right questions, because, you know, some topics, you know, that might get them upset or something, so you don't. You want to know what their weaknesses and their strongnesses, so you know when you ask them that question, you know they're going to be happy. You're like, oh yeah, I remember with that what I did when I was younger and how I got to a certain point in my life.
It sort of gives you the opportunity, like, to mix different kinds of sounds. Like, what my track, it sounds so mixed up.
Morgan Thompson will be starting in fifth grade this fall at City Honors.
Who are we hearing from on this piece of music?
It's like my jungle-y side. Like, it's like...
Who's the artist?
Me.
So you created this piece of music yourself? Fantastic.
I would love it to grow. I envision this so much bigger than what it is.
For educator Augusto, the biggest challenge is trying to figure out how they can bring more city students into this free program.
Our biggest issue is transportation. So if a parent can't find a way to get here, we just don't have access to dollars when it comes to funding a bus. And so, you know, we've worked out different things after school. We've had it here at Arts Academy. We've had it at different sites.
Other students like Malcolm Orange, who will be a seventh grader at City Honors this fall, is learning how to blend voice with his own music mix.
It's mostly strings, some piano, some drums, but I just used a few, like, more exotic strings, and it's like the same beat, and it's really good.
Hi, this is Emily Smith here for your news today. Stuff like that. I don't want to be dull.
Emily Smith will be heading into sixth grade at Performing Arts this fall. She displayed her creative music program.
I want to give them a feeling that, oh, this is kind of chill radio, not some radio that she would be talking about on the street and say, wow, that's pretty boring. You want a fun, energetic radio.
Smith was very prepared to conduct her radio interview.
So, what are the pros and cons of being a reporter on the radio?
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
All right, signing out.
All right.